as a consequence of that which has become. You are where you are. And you are where you are because of the energy of that field. You're attracted to it.
Right.
You don't know why you were attracted to go there when you did,
mm-hmm.
because it's not within the conscious recall. But the infinite power of the universe is such, if I take an infinite magnetic field, let's say I take a magnetic field of infinite power, if you have even one hair of energy on you, you're going to get sucked right over. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The field is so powerful. So if you're cheering on the crowd as the guillotine falls, you have just put a hair on your karmic inheritance. Mm-hmm. And it's not by accident that you then re-experience the same thing, but in reverse, huh?
Yeah. Well, what is it about, you know, the human nature? If there's a car crash, you're repulsed by it.
No, you're not. You're attracted.
And you're attracted to it, too.
It backs up for miles.
Exactly.
So people are attracted by the gruesome, the spectacular. That's the emotionalism which, you know, below 200 has a powerful influence. And the more you're above 200, the less it has an influence. I mean, car crashes are routine. 1,000 die every weekend or something. So what? See? It sounds hard-hearted. It's because you've become non-attached. When you're attached, you sentimentalize. Oh, God. So, non-attached means it can be or not be. It's irrelevant. Detached means indifferent. You don't care if they're suffering there in the car or is turned over. Non-attached means you can stop because you don't have any fear of getting sucked in.
Mm-hmm.
You can call on your, you know, 911, make sure somebody's on their way and hang out and then leave, see, but you're not sucked into it. So emotionalism means getting sucked into it, energy-wise,
mm-hmm.
and of course, karmic-wise, you know.
Now, the next characteristic 33, is that truth is not authoritarian.
Yes, authoritarianism. See, one of the reasons for the emergence of secularism, the increasing popularity of secularism, especially in Europe, the Europe had its day with ecclesiastic authoritarianism, ecclesiastic totalitarianism. You know, everybody was slaughtered because they were Protestant or because they were not Protestant, you know what I'm saying? Our culture has sort of had it with authoritarianism. And one of the reasons, main reasons, is it confuses authority with authoritarianism. Two different things. Authoritarianism is the abuse of authority. Authority is a legitimate position by virtue that you've earned it. Huh?
Mm.
Authoritarianism doesn't require authenticity. Anybody can adopt authoritarianism as a style.
Mm-hmm.
To be an authority, people usually even stop being authoritarian. I mean, I know what's going to cure a patient, what isn't. I say, you know, if you take this, the likelihood is about 90%, you're going to be better in a matter of days. Now, what they do about it is their problem. I'm not going to take on the karmic responsibility for their acquiescence or their disagreements. If they disagree, I will explain everything. But it's allowing others to be the freedom of being who they are. See, because when you intervene, you're now pulling into your own karmic energy field, you might say, by participation. The minute you get involved in somebody else's affair, now you're taking on some karmic responsibility.
So we let our children, we advise them.
Of course we do.
But we let them live their lives, our husbands, our
wives. Advise them, and because of their love for you, you hope that that will win in the end, see? On the other hand, you know, like you said, each one has lessons to learn,
mm-hmm.
and it may be more important that they learn the mistake of that pathway than pleasing you as a parent. Huh?
Now, the 34th characteristic is that truth is non-egoistic, and that's becoming very clear.
Well, that's to counter the cultists, all the ceremonial pomp that become accoutrements to religion, you know, the pomp and the ceremony and the vestments and all the whole thing. So a true teacher, what is the proper attitude? Is one of respect. I think a teacher should be respected. And as a teacher, people say, what do you want from us? Just respect for the truth of what I'm saying and the energy and commitment to it to try and derive it and express it in the best way I know possible. That's all. The only thing you want is the same as any other integrist endeavor would bring forth. You know, mm-hmm. If you're a carpenter, you make a good piece of furniture, and you say, this will last you a couple hundred years. Yeah, so it's good carpentry. So all you want is acknowledgement. So that's just a matter of respect. But adulation is a play. It's really a play by the adulator. You see what I'm saying? The adulator is trying to play off that which it adulates, thinking it's going to have some gain. Plus, what they're adulating is the image and the magic associated with that image and all the oohs and the ahs and the pomp and the ceremony. And millions of followers, this avatar, millions of followers worldwide. You calibrate them and, you know, they would hardly even get through college, I don't think. But they know how to put on the theater.